as we talk girls golf now, as the Lady Beaver golf team had a good start to their season last Thursday. They were at the Hugoton Invitational, a pretty good day to golf here, and we're joined with three of the varsity contributors here, and starting off here with senior Paige Pruitt here. And Paige, thanks again for joining me here this evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right. And how fun was it to kind of get back out there on the links there on Thursday for some competition?
I did enjoy playing in a way, but at the same time, I played really awfully, so that kind of sucked.
Yeah.
But it was nice to get back.
Well, I know it happens, and what just seemed to kind of be kind of troublesome for you on Thursday?
My short game, chipping and putting, was really bad for me, and it definitely added a lot of strokes to my score.
But, you know, those are one of those things that those can be definitely corrected as the year goes on. And, you know, you're able to play some pretty tough competition. And how do you think that maybe next time around you can go against some of those players?
I mean, I'll definitely have a competitive mindset and just try to, you know, play my best.
And you've been out for golf all 4 years?
Yeah.
All right. What's it like being one of those that's been the one around all 4 years?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it feels kind of good. I don't know.
Well, you're the one of the seniors that's being looked up to. And what's it like being the leader? Well, I guess you kind of were the last couple of years because there were no seniors last year.
I mean, I guess I try to set a good example and just play as well as I can.
What would you, next week you're going to have three busy days there. Is that going to be kind of fun to have, I think a couple of those are 18-hole golf courses or games, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think two are 18 and one is 9. I think overall that's just going to be kind of stressful having that many all together in 1 week. I think it'll be pretty hard to do all of that and draining.
Do you see it in a way as maybe if you're fortunate enough to get the state to prepare since golf is now a two-day experience?
Yeah, I guess I never looked at it like that, but yeah, I mean, it would help me prepare a lot.
All right. Well, hopefully things go well for you coming up here on Monday. You guys go to Oakley there, and it's kind of weird because, yeah, you guys were scheduled to go to Cimarron tomorrow, but that's not going to happen. But should be a fun one next week. And senior Paige Pruitt joining us here. Thanks, as always, here. Good luck to you coming up on Monday at Oakley.
Thank you.
All right, once again, senior Paige Pruitt joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. We'll have our next guest here on the show, and it's going to be Briley Bennett joining us here. And I'll let her get the microphone here. And sophomore, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, last week, being able to hit the course at Hugoton, and did you enjoy it? Do you feel like you played all right there at Hugoton?
Yeah, I had some struggles, but overall I was okay.
All right, and this is, of course, second round out for golf here, and has it been a little bit maybe simpler as compared to the first year round?
Yeah, I know what I'm doing now.
Yeah, and, you know, getting out there to play, and what was the experience like for you at Hugoton last Thursday?
It was good. It was just a little tough. The greens are a lot different than what I'm used to.
All right, and what kind of it's tough to make some quick adjustments and when you only play 9 holes, but did you feel like that you were able to make some adjustments to what the course aligned to you as the meet went on?
Towards the end, I got a little bit better with the greens.
All right, and so you're going to be probably part of that three-day golf spree next week there, starting at Oakley Monday, and then Ulysses Tuesday, and then Goodland to make up from yesterday to next Thursday. What's the biggest thing that you look forward to and kind of keeping in mind as you play there on starting on Monday?
I'm just going to try my hardest to get a better score and work with the greens.
And have you played Oakley before?
I have not.
Okay. Well, you've probably been by that a few times, maybe going up north there, but yeah, it's right off the highway there too. So as you move on through this season here, what are some things that you like to continue to improve upon?
My short game.
Yeah. And you feel like that's coming along a little better?
Yes.
All right. Well, hopefully it's a good one for you next week here. And sophomore Briley Bennett joining us here. Thanks again, as always, here. Good luck to you next week. All right, once again, Briley Bennett joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Our next guest is going to be another senior here on the program, and Judy Wiebe here. We'll let her get the microphone here. And how you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing all right, thank you, here. And second year out for golf here last week. Looked like you had not a bad day, pretty good day. Did you feel like you played all right?
Yeah, I wasn't too mad about my score. It definitely, like, the greens were very tricky. They were hilly, and I think that got me pretty good. But, like, my long game, I was not mad about.
What made them tricky?
They were really fast. Like, our greens at Scott, like, they're pretty even for the most part, and those are probably twice as big and also have a lot of hills. And
yeah. So what did you do to maybe kind of settle yourself down figuring out the – I guess what you call the trickiness of the greens?
I tried to, like, remember how fast I would hit it, like, a time before or whatever, to try and calculate, like, how to get it as close to the hole as possible.
I know it's been kind of a weird week. Probably haven't been able to practice at all outside. What have you guys been able to maybe do to kind of stay, I guess, in golf form?
Usually I just kind of, on the weekends or something, I'll go and hit and stuff. And I saw the weather this week, and I was like, there's just no way that we're going to have that much golf. And yeah. So just in the mindset also, like, being not trying to, oh, I'm going to do so bad. I haven't practiced in a long time.
You didn't want to be in one of those golf out in the rain and cold yet?
I don't love it that much. I'm just kidding. But, yeah, I think that would be pretty miserable in the – golf course probably wouldn't like it much either.
You're probably right there. You have 3 days next week here. What are some things that you try to prepare for here in a short amount of time with a lot of holes of golf to be played?
Yeah, I think I just need to not think about how many it is and more like focusing on each individual hole instead of like being like, I still have so many more. But yeah.
Do you like playing 18 holes or 9 holes?
To be honest, I think 18 almost feels faster because, like, when you're playing 9, you'll get through a couple and you're like, this is taking a long time. But 18, you're like, I've already gotten a couple done. Like,
yeah.
It's just, I don't know. It's all mindset.
That's an interesting way to look at it. But, hey, it works for you, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Once again, it is senior Judy Wiebe joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Busy day for girls golf team next week. And thanks again, as always, Judy, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.